When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, this is Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get a weekly hefty dose of K-pop. Nonetheless, you will get another hefty dose this week because we have actually a huge variety.
Massive. Right? Ginormous.
But it's a wide variety, a wide array of K-pop news, because we will be talking obviously about Your Stray Kids and BTS, of course. Mm-hmm. But we're going to have a little bit of SHINee, a lot of Big Bang, actually.
Oh,
some interesting stuff going on there. We have some J Park. We have some Psy. We have some JYP. We have JYP groups. We have our winner of our giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Haley's birthday.
Yay!
Hey!
Happy birthday to me.
It's literally her birthday when we're recording
right,
this.
Right, the 28th.
28th. So happy birthday. How
Thank
was your
you.
Birthday, by the way?
Amazing.
Oh, it was? Why?
Yes, because I got fed a lot of food and now I'm in a food coma, kind of.
Yes, yeah. Literally. Just came from dinner. Oh, what did you think about my birthday present?
It's the best birthday present in the whole wide world.
Aha. She's not just saying that because I really think she believes it.
Yeah. I don't know if like you guys have seen it going around, but in the K-pop community, there's this like magical girl wand. It's meant for like a Japanese
show. It's like a Japanese toy. Like it looks like a
It's a Japanese toy. It's a kid's toy.
Show toy.
Yeah.
Thing.
I forgot what it's called.
Basically.
Yeah. But you
with
can
photo cards.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Like you I think can, you should get to the
You can put your photo cards in it and then you press a button and it lights up and then it blinks and makes music and then you can put three different photo cards in it.
It looks like a magical wand with literally three like it's supposed to be like I guess characters like from the show.
Yeah.
You put their card in there. But a lot of K-pop people have been putting their photo cards. Literally
it's amazing.
Haley's been running around the house with a Hyunjin, Changbin, and Felix.
Yes.
In her wand.
And he said, what do I transform into? And I said, stay.
Weren't you ready to stay before that?
So yes, but I'm a magical stay now.
Oh, of course. Mm. Yes. And so for whoever's tuning in, thank you for joining us. We are the Permission to Stand podcast. Mm. We are available on all platforms. And if you've been listening to us for a while now, we are very much appreciative of that. And we want to thank everyone that tunes in every week because we did a Christmas giveaway and we got a winner. LVGQ. So congrats to her. We will be sending her her thing. And she actually messaged us back already. We sent her. She was pretty quick to reply. So that was pretty cool. We will be sending you something interesting very soon when
related
we have the chance.
To your ultimate group.
Hers was Stray Kids.
Woohoo!
Makes it a lot easier for Haley and for me as well.
Mm-hmm.
And also she is a fellow Bang Chan simp, I believe.
Yes.
Right? Perfect. But it was really cool seeing everyone else's replies. We had so many different groups out there, so many different biases.
Yeah.
So it was really cool to read all that. So thank you for everyone that's been supporting us and listening. And, you know, giving us those nice ratings, reviews, subscribing, notification bells, all that stuff helps in the end. Thank you for joining us if it's your first time tuning in, because I feel like we're getting a lot of new listeners. So thanks for joining us.
Probably
we talk about
through the TikTok.
You will see me and Haley are a little different, maybe. We try to be informative, but in the end, we end up making fun of each other and are more silly and we kind of get off topic sometimes. But let's get started because we actually do have some stuff listed here on our agenda today. First off, if you're in Korea or you know someone in Korea mm-hmm. in the following six cities, mm-hmm. Incheon, Gwangju, Daejeon, Busan, Daegu, and Seoul. Mm-hmm. I probably butchered one of those cities when I said it.
Probably but, multiple.
But JYP has announced open auditions.
How exciting if you're talented enough.
Okay. So Haley's basically saying, if you're not talented, don't even.
No, because you know JYP is freaking harsh.
They, yeah. I was trying to be nice, but I guess let's be real then.
He's really harsh.
He's already judging us when we're doing his damn groove back challenge.
Yeah. Dance challenge. God,
we're doing
funny.
It for you.
I know.
But then people are taking
it. Hilarious. I love it.
It's really funny, actually. But people are, people are getting like really butthurt.
Yeah.
People are taking it really hard when the. When he critiques them and it's like negative stuff, I guess it makes more sense if you're actually auditioning for one of his groups.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like NMIX was one of the more recent ones too.
Mm-hmm.
But man, JYP, I think who would their like bread and butter group that helped make them where they are today?
Twice,
right? Mm-hmm. So maybe you or someone you know will be the next member of the next. Twice,
yeah,
or the next Stray Kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, got it. It said open auditions. I don't know if it said male or female. It just probably said both. Literally JYP Entertainment announces open auditions for a new generation of trainees. So
that's probably going to be like Gen 5.
Oh, or yeah,
yeah.
By the time they debut and stuff, so
mm-hmm.
that'd be interesting. So whoever listens to this podcast and you tell anyone, it's probably like by this time, like your niece or nephew or
yeah.
like maybe even your son or daughter. You never know. So good luck. That'd be pretty cool. Also, in terms of JYP news,
mm-hmm.
something really... Okay, this is more interesting because it's JYP,
mm-hmm.
but it involves P Nation
mm-hmm.
because Psy. Yeah. Psy himself. So Psy always has his end year concert.
Uh-huh.
Every year, I think, right?
Right.
But he has surprise special guests mm-hmm. every time. I don't know how JYP feels about this, but I'm pretty sure he obviously, like, you know, they probably coordinated it.
Yeah.
But it was pretty wild. Like, and it's funny, all the jokes going around, like, people saying, like, JYP punching the air right now and all this stuff. Because two of the surprise guests were two of their... One of them is their biggest girl group,
right.
obviously. He had twice.
Yeah.
So Psy had... Twice as a special guest,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty insane.
Was it all of them?
The members?
Yeah.
Yes.
Damn.
They
that's
performed
crazy.
Feel Special.
Wow.
I think they performed something else too, but I've been seeing like a lot of fan cams. I haven't gone because we've been so busy this week. I've only seen a few, but they're like wearing white.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so that's crazy. Second is ITZY.
Mm-hmm.
They performed, I believe, Sneakers.
Right.
And I think one of the other days was G-Idol.
Mm-hmm.
So like Tomboy.
Mm-hmm.
And so... That's pretty wild. If you're like going to his concert and then you end up seeing twice ITZY.
Because it wasn't announced, right? Until they just come out.
It's just,
like a surprise guest.
It was a real surprise, mm-hmm. surprise. And who would have thought that they would be from another agency?
Right.
Because you would expect maybe like someone from P Nation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nope. You get
all
JYP.
Different groups. Yeah.
And so that was something really cool.
But JYP also had his concert, too, at the same time.
And twice, and ITZY did not special guest.
But they attended his concert as, like, watching it.
Like, Felix was there,
Felix
right?
and Changbin. And his and their
show
family.
Support. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, that's right. We saw, like, pictures of JYP posing with, like
ITZY.
Even, like, I think it was Yeji
twice.
And Leah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, not even all the members.
No, it's not. But then, like, they went and attended JYP's concert.
All of ITZY, all of TWICE.
I know.
Were performing
but at least
literally
supporting
on
you.
The same stage as. But how come JYP didn't do it?
I don't know. Maybe he didn't need any special guests.
He's like, I'm too good. Like, everyone's just going to come for me already.
Oh, God.
I don't need no special guests. And I'm sure he got paid pretty handsomely
mm-hmm.
by Psy himself. Also, under P Nation, Crush,
mm-hmm.
you know, the solo artist Crush.
Right.
He's having his Crush on You tour.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who the special guest was?
Hobie.
So J-Hope was there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because I think I saw them, we saw like pictures of and videos of them together hanging out already.
Yeah.
So it's like, it wasn't as surprising, but it was still pretty cool.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, to see them dancing together and Hobie's having a good time. I feel like Hobie's really living his best life right now, too.
Yeah, he's in New York right now, too, for the end of year, right? For the, what is that thing called?
Who's
the Rock?
Chris Rock? Chris Rock is doing something.
The Rocking New Year's Eve concert.
With Chris Rock?
No, I don't know. I don't remember
like
what
it's
called.
Like when the ball dropped kind of thing, right?
He's going to be performing. Okay, cool. So he's here in New York right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Well, I think, one of our friends was sending us, updates on him, mm-hmm. too. So, yeah, looks like a lot has been going on. Like, this is just, within a few, different agencies already. I mean, we talked Hobie's Hype, so, mm-hmm. or a big hit. Same shit, right? Now we also, you know what also happened? There was another, year-end, of course, another year-end show.
Yeah, there's so happened. Many.
I remember, the first one that we were talking about was, Melon.
Right.
Then we had Mama.
AAA.
Well, you could add SBS to the list because they had their SBS. Street Fighter.
No, that's, you spelled it wrong. It's Gaio.
Gaio.
G-A-Y-O.
I spelled it close to, Gao from Ive. But,
it's Gaio.
Gaio Daijun.
Yeah.
And I just learned that Daejeon is a place because literally that was one of the six cities. So and all the pieces together.
It all
together.
Makes sense now.
Yeah, so it's all coming together.
Yeah, they had a lot of good groups performing though. And I feel like it's all groups that we like too.
Oh yeah, it was a good lineup. And I think they were also hyping up like a collab stages, right? I mm-hmm. think they were talking about a lot. I don't think it was as crazy, but it was interesting.
It was cool because they did old K-pop. They did covers of old K-pop group songs.
Yeah, the Gen 4 groups.
Mm-hmm.
It was really cool. So I think Haley also had a list of who and what performed.
Yeah, I'll go through the list. The ones that were for the lineup was NCT 127, NCT Dream, Stray Kids, Idol, 80s.
Yeah. Silent G. I know. But I still say G Idol.
It's Idol, 80s, ITZY, TXT, aespa, and Hyphen, IVE, NMIX, La Seraphim, and NewJeans. I mean, that lineup is crazy, honestly.
That is a dream lineup.
Yeah.
Why does this not happen here? Hopefully soon, one day. I don't know. But yeah, that's a really insane lineup. And my favorite part is seeing all the different interactions and funny stuff going on between groups. I guess we could talk about it really quick. I remember, I know we usually talk about Stray Kids and BTS later on in the end,
mm-hmm.
but the one that pops into my head.
Oh no, poor Felix.
Is Felix. It was like a scene from Home Alone.
Aww.
If you watch Home Alone the movie, Bang Chan is the mom.
Mm-hmm. And he's counting his kids.
Counting his kids as they were walking away, and then Felix is Kevin.
Yep.
The one that's lost in Home Alone.
Yeah, because you know how all the groups at the end, they all come out on stage to wave goodbye to their fans. And then for some reason, Felix got separated from Stray Kids. And he turned around, they were right behind him. But he was so lost.
The way he looked, though, he looked like a lost
sad puppy. Yeah, he was
a lost
looking,
kid looking for his parents.
And then I think I saw TXT Yeonjun. He put his arm around Felix and he was trying to help him find them as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
So I was he was, because Felix looked happy because he's he found someone that he knew. And eventually he found the rest of Stray Kids. But people were saying Felix actually became a Stray Kid.
Literally.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other awesome fan cam is the Bang Chan. Because you would see Bang Chan walking with all the members except Felix.
Yeah.
And he's literally counting them.
Yeah, physically counting them.
He's
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And then he's looking. He's wait,
and
where's the other? Where's the seventh one?
He counts twice because he's wait a second.
It's someone's missing.
So it was just Home Alone.
It was so cute. There's so many different fan cams of that moment.
A lot
Poor
of different
Felix.
Moments. Even different, a lot of different girl groups interacting with mm-hmm. each other. I mean, feel aespa is really getting out there because I feel
they're becoming more social.
When they were finally in their first, I guess, different, first show,
mm-hmm.
show, I guess, with other groups.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel they were the only ones left, right? They weren't even in Melon.
No.
They weren't in Mama.
Because a lot of the SM groups weren't at the award
so
shows.
That's why it was interesting when it's just it was almost they were socially awkward.
Yeah.
And
shy.
Just it's really shy or don't know what to do or mm-hmm. say if it's if it's appropriate to even talk to other groups.
Wait, was this the one? Who was it? Well, it was her from aespa, right? Giselle, was it with NCT where she tried to, she got all scared like, because they almost knocked into each other.
Yeah, and it's like trying to avoid
dating rumors,
any rumors at all costs, even though it's like really awkward when she's like backing up, like he had like the plague.
I think there was also one with Ning Ning and some other member from NCT, and like she was trying to walk down the stairs, but like her heels like were kind of like wobbly, and he put his hand out, and she kind of like didn't want to take his hand, and she like almost tripped, and he's like put his hand out again, and she's like, okay, and then like safety just, first.
It's funny because they're so awkward
because they don't want to like spread those dating rumors, basically. Because
as soon as you touch another person from the opposite sex,
you're in trouble, obviously, they're dating.
Yeah, obviously something is going on. Obviously it's something going on, like Ginny, right? That's exactly what those are the traps that people will fall for. And then I feel like then like a lot of those like publishers and like magazines and all those different like online articles, like as soon as they get pictures of that, it's like gold for them.
Yeah,
it's like spread rumors.
But I feel like that's
stuff.
Like that in like Hollywood too, like the American actors, they do that. It's like, oh my god, they touched each other. They're dating.
Yeah.
So dumb.
Oh my god, they touched.
Yeah.
They're married.
Yeah.
They have kids.
They're having babies.
So that was pretty. Like, do you want to talk about?
Oh yeah, the special stage.
The special stages were really cool. Man, those really cool.
Girl groups.
New Jeans.
Yeah.
Did Tell Me.
Tell Me.
Wonder Girls.
Yep.
So that was freaking cool. Mm-hmm. Man, they. You could go read the list.
Pretty Girl. I don't remember what group that is.
Isn't that No. SNSD was by
LeSserafim, the boys,
right? That was freaking cool too.
And then NMIXX did How You Like That. Blackpink.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, the cool part is, like, they remixed...
With their own song.
Like, even the Blackpink, like, How You Like That was, like, mixed with, I think it was, like, O.O.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was really cool. So, it's, like, it was cool stages. Like,
yeah.
And I know we complained about Mama's cameras. This one wasn't as great either,
to be honest. But then...
It wasn't as bad.
When they put out their, like, solo fan cams, then I was like, okay, it was better.
So, if
like,
you watched
Saving
it...
Saving Grace...
Please go back and you can find official fan cams, right? Of like from
each
them,
member.
From SBS, and you find actual official fan cams for all the groups, each member, and it looks way better.
Yeah, because it focuses on that member.
The fact that they're official fan cams too is really cool because like it's obviously super clear and you can really see a lot. It's like,
because it's like you get to see their, it's like because you can see their facial expressions and like all the dances because like, you know, on the actual performance, they're focusing on the whole group, and sometimes the camera zooms all the way out.
I hate it when it zooms out too much.
Can't see their faces
for a long time, and like because they want to see the stage.
I get it.
I actually like the stage, the layout, and how like the design was.
It was funny though because Charissa like had texted me, and then she was like, "Because I think because Stray Kids they performed Christmas Evil. This is the first live performance of Christmas Evil. We haven't gotten choreo for that dance, so it was pretty cool to see that.
That's true. They also did
24
Feliz Navidad. If you haven't heard Christmas Evil yet, best Christmas song. Play it in front of your parents and your grandparents.
Felix Never Bad. And then they also did 24 to 25, but then Charissa was so funny because she's like, I don't want to see the damn snowflakes. Like, why are they zooming out so far from the stage? She's like, maybe show it once, but you don't have to keep showing it.
Fan cams. Just watch the fan cams.
Yeah, the solo.
Find your bias face. And just do the solo fan cams. But overall, it was pretty cool. I'm looking forward to, because I mean, like, they had two award shows in Japan at the end of the year. I really hope, and I'm looking forward to having them in America,
maybe next year.
I hope so.
Or 2024.
I'm ready.
24.
My body is ready.
My wallet is not.
I don't know if I'm even emotionally ready, but yes, I'll be there. Let's see. Let's kind of get into now. Jay Park. We did mention him in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
AKA one of our best, one of our good, actually, yeah, she's like one of your best friends too, right?
Yeah.
I guess I'm best friends with her when I talk
friendo.
About, I'm a besto friendo.
Yeah, we're besto friendos.
Besto friendos, Jirla.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest Jay Park simps, AKA, or wife.
That's her husband.
So,
yeah.
So.
Like since 2008, basically.
She's got a lot of cred for that, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
She goes way back. So he is in talks to take over as a host mm-hmm. for a KBS music talk show. I think Yuhi Yol. I'm not too familiar with who mm-hmm. he is, but Sketchbook is yeah. his show. That's going to be insane and pretty cool.
It's going to be a new interesting generation. With Jay Park, honestly.
It won't be as crazy, but at the same time, like, you could think of it as almost like Jesse when Jesse
That's
had her
why,
show.
Like, because he has no Park. Filter, basically.
Yeah, he has no filter, too. And then,
he's
like,
very Americanized, so.
And man, Jesse, I wish Jesse still had a show.
I know. I'm still, like, bitter about that.
I don't know what happened. Yeah. They effed up. That station or, like, that like, whoever the, like, is in charge of that, you guys fucked up.
I real. Wish they would have had it with Stray Kids. Her and Jesse would have been so good.
They need Jesse to have a show here in America.
Yeah. She's awesome.
So, yeah, that's going to be pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jay Park is, like, you know, he's busy. Well, I forgot the name of his, like, company right now, too.
That's his Instagram. Sorry. I don't remember what it is. Jerla probably knows.
Jay Park Nation. Yeah. Yeah, so I feel like he's been really busy. Okay. Here we go, Haley.
Mm.
Big Bang.
Yeah.
We're getting into it now. Hey, I mean, this was your main group. This was your, like,
this
your
was
door,
my gateway drug. To K-pop. So, yeah, if some of you don't know Big Bang, specifically G-Dragon, he was my gateway into K-pop in 2009.
So that's, mm-hmm. yeah. That's...
They were my ultimate group for a long time until they obviously stopped being together because of, like, military service and then the whole Seungri scandal.
Seungri ruining mm-hmm. everything, basically. Yep. So I guess we could start off with G-Dragon. Mm-hmm. First off, he made a Christmas post.
Oh, Lord. He makes too many of those stories, honestly. What did he put on it? I just remember there being a lot of cats, all his cats.
Always. Can't forget.
And then, what did he say? I forgot what he put on the post. But
I
then
was
he
hoping
was
you'd
like,
remember, because
I
have
no
remember. Notes under here.
I don't remember, but all I remember was, like, Christmas Day, and then, like, it's just, like, all cats, and then he, like, edited, like, Santa hats and stuff on it.
Oh, yeah.
But, I don't know, like, with G-Dragon, I feel like it's fine. He's living his life, but I'm so upset still because he promised us music.
He promised you.
2 years ago, he promised, like, VIP. And, like, a lot of my other friends who are VIP, we always complain about his damn Instagram stories because he's just always posting his cats. They're blurry pictures.
There's a lot of stickers.
A lot of selfies, stickers, and then songs, music. Oh, it's just, I don't know what he's doing. And then we'd always send each other the post and, like, put the eye-rolling emoji and then be like, he's not making music.
Very
not
accurate.
Music.
Very
yeah.
accurate, mm-hmm. yes. Also, because of G-Dragon, mm-hmm. you did choose this other member from BTS as your bias.
I did. Jimin.
Yes, he BTS. Also he also made a Christmas
he
post.
He did. He hasn't posted, I think, since, like, October or September or something on Instagram. And all of a sudden, he posted, "To ARMY, Merry Christmas," and he had, like, a little sign. It was nice to see him post because it's been so long,
Didn't
honestly.
Didn't he also, like, say, like, Merry Christmas to Jin or something? Or?
Oh, yeah, on his Weverse, he's like, "And that. Merry Christmas to Jin." He's so sweet. Honestly, Jimin is, like, one of the sweetest guys.
I just mentioned that it was because of G-Dragon. Mm-hmm. Jimin is your bias.
Yes, yes.
And it's mostly because of the looks,
uh-huh.
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, like, when BTS first debuted and I saw Jimin, he literally looks like a baby G-Dragon.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So, like, they look very similar.
And then you actually, like, recently... A lot of even, like, newer ARMY mm-hmm. did get a glimpse of it, even though they didn't even know.
Yeah.
But if you look at Jimin during Dynamite.
Butter.
Or was it Butter?
Yeah, with the hair.
Sorry. During the Butter music video.
With his pastel blonde
hair. He had a
hair.
Pastel, like, yeah, hair. Like a colored hair, mm-hmm. slick back with yeah. the glasses.
He really
for Butter.
Looks like G-Dragon.
That
there.
One, when he puts his glasses up and he's in the podium, it was literally only, like, 5 seconds yeah. or 10 seconds of this song. That, when Haley saw that, it, like, was one of those, like, moments where, like, it's like Ratatouille when he ate the, yeah. like, the meal, and it reminded yeah. him of, like, the past and mm-hmm. it's like nostalgic. Mm-hmm. Like, I saw it in Haley's eyes yeah. when she saw it. She's like, "Oh my god, it looks like G-Dragon!" Like, it's like she froze.
Yeah, it was crazy because he really has, like, similarities. It's, like, only sometimes, but, like, from some angles, he looks like G-Dragon.
Who's was it a Big Bang member that he looked up to? Do you remember for him?
For Jimin, it was Taeyong.
Taeyong.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's why he was excited. I hope they're doing the collab.
The collab. That'll be Jimin's dream come true. Oh, we will be. Let's just talk about it. Taeyong from Big Bang.
Yes.
AKA baby. He's literally, he's a daddy with a baby.
Yes.
So he's a baby daddy. He is leaving YG.
I know.
But fear not. Fear not. That's me. Because I'm the Seraphim. Fear not, Haley, because he is joining the Black Label.
Which is still under YG. So, but it's owned by Teddy? Is it Teddy?
Yeah, Teddy is like I think the main producer and CEO. Yeah, right? John Somi is under the same label.
Yeah.
Like, so it's Black Label. I don't know why they said Taeyong is leaving YG. He's literally not. He's under an umbrella,
it's like an umbrella
company under YG. So when I read this article like title, I was like, oh, he's not. Mm-hmm. It's more like a trap. Yeah, sorry, we trapped you. Yeah, we got trapped, so you get trapped too. He's part of the Black Label, so he's still under YG.
So that means like he's renewing his contract, but then it's going to be with Black Label. So that means he's going to be making music.
He's
going
to actually have music compared to the freaking YG, like regular YG.
I know.
You know who is planning to stay with YG as well?
G-Dragon.
Maybe he likes to stay in specifically YG because he knows
he doesn't have to do shit.
He won't have to do anything. He can just get paid dress his cats.
Yeah.
Because YG is the worst at like comebacks and promotions.
Yeah, they don't push them. They're like, okay, you guys can do whatever
you fellow
want.
Blinks out there, you know what I'm talking about.
You got lucky, honestly.
We got very lucky. We even have a tour and a new album. Yeah. That was like, I don't know what happened.
It took a long time, though.
This out of nowhere because we were on the verge of death.
Yeah.
Like, we were in the middle of the desert.
It took so long.
YG finally offered us water and salvation.
It's like after this tour is done for Blackpink, then what? Another 2 years?
Nope. Bye-bye.
I feel like they're big enough
to like go on their own. I'm hoping they re-sign. Even if they do re-sign like an extension like twice did. Mm-hmm. If it's like another 3 years. Like, there's a three. Maybe it could be 2 years for Blackpink or something.
Yeah.
Who knows? It took 2 years for another album to come out.
They'll probably drop. We'll see.
Even if they renew, look at what happened with Big Bang.
Yeah, they renewed and fucking nothing
they
happened.
Had that one random
year,
music video.
And then they yeeted out of here.
Top left.
Bye.
And also, last but not least, because we don't care about Seungri, there's one more member.
Daesung.
He has parted ways with YG.
So he's not
and
renewing
he's
anywhere.
Not going to the Black Label. So
that
he's
sucks. So he's
literally
done.
Leaving.
Yeah.
He's done. Maybe he's going to join TOP's agency. He's going to be part of
the moon.
He's going to the moon.
Well, yeah, at least TOP is doing something. He's going to the moon.
He's going to be the guy here on Earth talking to TOP while he's on the moon.
Okay.
Yeah, that all makes sense now.
It's so weird, honestly, like seeing my first ultimate group for K-pop just, you know,
explode,
not
blow up.
Like not be they're still
melt
here,
melt
but then
into
they're
different
not
areas.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And it's like, it makes me think it's like, shoot, like, this is going to happen. It's already happening to BTS. Like, as we speak.
We are living it.
Yeah. And then after that,
well, thankfully,
kids.
It's nothing bad.
No,
it,
no.
This one's all
it's
military
not.
Stuff.
Yeah. But then, you know, like, once they come back from the military, like, we thought.
It's not the same.
No, it's not the same. But then,
it's
I'm just saying,
the
like, they're growing older.
But you might get lucky. I mean, Super Junior, they're old.
Oh, I know. They're still putting out music, actually.
Who else is there?
Shiny. Yeah.
Mm. Well, soon.
Yes.
I mean, we'll actually, you know what? We'll talk about Taemin in a minute. But yeah, there's groups out there that have actually come back, right?
Yeah.
So
there's hope. Yeah, there is hope.
I mean, we still have to, we'll worry about it when the time comes. We're still waiting for Yoongi solo, Jimin,
Jungkook. There's still a lot of them to do their solos.
All we have so far, they're like half of them, their photo books. the photo folios. So yeah, there's that. Also, we're waiting for like half of Twice's photo books too. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're not all out yet either.
No.
I think it was the first one, like looking back, because I have two of them. I have both of Sana's and I have one of Jiho's. But I think the first one, was Chewy and then Mina. Then I think it was Sana, then
Jiho,
then Dubu. So we're still like even missing like Nayeon.
Yeah,
Nayeon,
I'm surprised
Momo.
Nayeon doesn't even have one.
I'm surprised too. Mm. Like, so there's still a lot of, there's still a couple members.
Yeah,
like
there's always just going to be content coming out, basically.
So slowly. And it'll be with everyone, right? Basically. So yeah, Daesung, that's crazy though. I really like Daesung. Please watch Running Man Big Bang.
Oh, I said BTS.
Big Bang. Please watch the Running Man episodes. They're hilarious. Like the one with like Daesung, like putting his face and him and Top putting his face through like the plastic thing.
The plastic wrap, yeah.
Oh my god, please watch that. They're honestly, like on some they're on some raceway. Like
yeah, you know, I think that was a different one.
Like a racetrack.
Like a racetrack. That was a second one when they came back. But
watch that one for sure. Mm-hmm. That one's good too. I mean, even the first one, right? Yeah. I can't remember as much because the second one was crazy.
Yeah.
So we'll watch that if you're interested in learning about some Big Bang, right?
Mm-hmm. Their music was good, and they paved the way for a lot of your guys, like third and fourth gen groups.
Oh,
they
yeah.
all looked up to Big Bang. They were like the kings of K-pop. As much as they get a lot of hate for some reason.
And they're not that good at dancing. Top is the worst.
Because like compared to now, like I feel like all the fourth gen groups, you have to know how to dance.
Gen 4 is like elevated to a new level.
Yeah.
Because I think the standards are like so super high.
Yeah.
Super high.
It wasn't like that back in second gen.
Oh no, you should see.
Even first gen too.
Oh God, no. But the sound and the music at the time was great for it was. Obviously, some of them have aged, but like, still, like, there's some Big Bang songs,
so
even Shiny. There's some songs that are like, damn, those are like timeless.
Yeah.
Like, really
exactly.
good. Like, I remember when we were shopping at Choice, like, music, like one of the K-pop stores here, and then they played Replay, the music video, and like, looking at it and seeing how
Taemin was like 15 years old and he had a ugly bowl cut.
He had a bowl. They all looked like they had bowl cuts. Mm-hmm. But the song, like, if you weren't watching the music video at that moment, you would think like, oh, this sounds like a more like it's like
recent.
a fairly recent like K-pop song.
Yeah,
it still sounds good.
Yeah.
But oh my god, if you saw the, you know, it's outdated. If you see the music video,
yeah.
please watch also Replay by Shiny because you'll be like, what the f? Were
Such
they thinking
a good song.
Dressing them like that?
That was the style.
They
back
all
then.
Look like. The same. They all have the same haircut.
Yeah. But like honestly, that was the style. That was the fashion
That's
back
true.
Then.
That's true. Oh,
I
so
knew.
Weird.
And back then, I wanted to dress like them, too. I even had, like, those leopard pants that some of them wore.
Did anyone hear Hailey Fobb out in her Australian accent? Leopard. I wanted to dress in that leopard pants.
Shut up.
So, with that said, I think... Oh, we did talk about Taemin. Let's talk about it. You talk about it. Because he is your
Shiny
bias.
He is my bias.
Mine is... Who is
it on you?
I really like Taemin, but I think it might be on you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, this is about Taemin. So, go
so
for it.
Taemin on Christmas.
First off, his solo music, so good.
Amazing.
If you haven't checked out Taemin's solos, there's a reason why he's just like really great as a solo artist.
Yeah.
But he's really good though. He's like, since he's the Mongnae too.
Yeah, he
so
is.
He's like the Jungkook. It's like if Jungkook did solo stuff. This is like what
he
it would equate
it.
To.
So good.
Because he kills like the music. The song is amazing.
He's the best dancer
and
too.
The dance. Oh my gosh. He's like one of the best dancers 100% in the K-pop industry,
especially for that time.
So good
as well.
And it's crazy because like even before he left like a military, it's like he's still putting up really amazing dance content.
I know.
So
what
he's
the heck?
He's still like
he
aging
hard.
Well, so I'm excited to see him when he returns, which you will be talking about because I just cock blocked you.
No, it's fine. So like Taemin on Christmas, actually he was able to update his Instagram because I don't think they're allowed to use social media when they're in the military.
Did he sneak this in, like what do you
I don't know, maybe they let them for Christmas, so he updated
like,
and
you're allowed here.
Yeah.
You're, like, he has, like, guards around him.
Uh-huh.
And they snuck it, like, here.
I don't know how it works
5 minutes,
exactly.
Make
but
a post. Or do whatever you want.
He posted on his stories, and then he basically did a countdown for when he's going to be released from the military. On our, like, previous podcast episodes, we had mentioned, like, they were adding 100 days to his service. I don't know why. I still don't know why. But his new date for release is April 4th.
April 4th, yes.
2023.
This next year, which is in a few days.
Yeah. So
2023.
I'm looking forward to that day. They better fucking let him out and not add any more dates. I want him out.
Like, surprise,
like, what the
another
fuck?
100 days.
Let him out already.
It's
but
weird because
yeah.
it now feels like a sentence. They added 100 days. Like, what the heck? He's in the military.
I
Why
know.
Does it feel like he's like in like jail or a prison like sentence?
I'm sure there's an article about it, but I couldn't
what
find
is going
anything.
On?
But yeah, so well, I'm looking forward to April 4th.
Hopefully this is a real light at the end of the tunnel.
I
not
need
just
him
like some
back.
Fake,
I feel like it's been so long for
fake
him.
Headlights. I mean, since we're kind of talking about, because SM, with, you know, Shiny and Taemin, Aespa. So SM's girls, they've been really busy. I feel like this whole week or two, I've been getting a lot of because like, me and Haley follow a lot of artists and groups.
I keep seeing them going live.
Yes. So we follow a lot of groups and artists like on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And we have like notifications turned on. Mm-hmm. I've been getting so many aespa notifications because they have been doing so many IG lives. Mm-hmm. And they're really like random and interesting. Like there's like Karina with Winter. Hashtag Winrina is
their
ship name, which I'm all aboard for. I'm all aboard if you want to catch a ride with me in that ship. They've been like on a lot, and Karina has like a Pokeball, is like hitting the camera with it, and they at the end it was really weird where when Winter put like a strawberry on her head and Karina put an orange on her head. Mm-hmm. They're very weird.
They're like very random in a very quirky way. Like
I really
normal
like
people.
That's why I think I really like them a lot, because I think the quirkier and like more random and like odd you are, I feel like you're just more real and more interesting, and
exactly.
You'd get more easy to get along with. Mm-hmm. So they won me over even more, because like Karina's really my bias, and then Winter was wrecking the shit out of me. If you listen to our other episodes with when we watched aespa here right in LA, the showcase. Mm-hmm. So I was getting wrecked really hard by Winter. They have been on IG Live a lot. Even Ning Ning, I think, was on one recently. And finally, aespa, they're finally getting their first reality show. And it just actually aired already.
First like reality show as in like the ones that...
Like Run BTS or like, you know, like...
Stray Kids Code
or even the Seraphim has theirs, Into the Lennyverse. Theirs is called, don't ask, just that's what it's called.
Into the Lennyverse? What is that? Okay.
Don't ask, just enjoy.
Okay. Going 17.
Mm-hmm. That one makes sense. Mm-hmm. Guess who that is, right? Yeah. Aespa is Aespa's Sync Road. I don't know why, but that's what it is.
Don't they always use the word sync in their
songs? Yeah, technically they do. Mm-hmm. So that's probably why. Sync Road, when they say road, I just think of Rainbow Road from Mario Kart. So I just imagine them like on this magical Rainbow Road, and that's on their Kwangya avatars, and that's a Sync Road. No, but yeah, they went to like the beach, and I didn't watch them. I just see clips. Mm-hmm. So it's an actual like show. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited. And if you're a fellow Mai, you should be very excited. You've been waiting for this. We've been waiting for this for a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while. We're still even waiting for Stacy, which apparently will have one soon too. Mm-hmm. So they're kind of more late, but like, of course, like Hybe, because Hybe is Hybe. That's why New Jeans, I think, has their own stuff already. Mm-hmm. The Seraphim, like I said. So it's about time. SM is a big company. So it's like, what the hell it took you so long? Like, I mean, Twice has Time to Twice. They've been having that forever.
Oh, that's true.
So, yeah, that's super exciting. And that's great news with that. New Jeans, by the way, since I did mention them, you know what they did, Haley? They did it.
Number one.
Okay. Wait to butcher the next segment. Thank you. Literally, they got a perfect all-kill win with Ditto. So that's their first ever, and that's insane because it's in the same year that they debuted.
Right.
Another rookie group. There's a couple rookie groups that were able to do it, but one of the more recent ones was IVE with Afterlife.
Oh, that's true.
Obviously, because, man, Afterlife was so good.
They are killing it with all those awards.
So New Jeans finally achieved their own perfect all-kill. A perfect all-kill, if you're curious to know what the hell that means. Yeah, it's an actual like kind of like K-pop like achievement term that people use, and it's kind of all based on the Korean charts, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's like going to be on Korean charts,
right?
So you have to like hit number one in a bunch of different shows and awards and like top 100 charts and everything. You have to hit number one for all of them, and that's what New Jeans did with Ditto, which is insane because, I mean, after like I've hit it right. They hit theirs, but I feel like it was like over a longer period because Ditto literally just came out.
Didn't
we just talk about the music video?
I was gonna say, did they perform on any music shows yet?
I don't know. They have only which is even crazier because remember IVE?
Yeah,
they were performing on like all these shows to promote. So that's even more impressive. As much as, like, you know, I'm already biased towards New Jeans.
Because I feel like a lot of people were anticipating it. That's why. Because they're like, oh, I wonder if, like, New Jeans is going to keep it up after, like, Attention and Hype Boy. Like, they wanted to know.
When this song came out, not only was it a banger, It was really interesting because I love, you know, we talked about it last episode a little bit, like the universe, NewJeans universe. It's like the BTS universe kind of thing, right? So that was really cool. But yeah, so okay, we're getting off track. So you have to hit number one, going back to what a certified perfect all kill is considered, that when you hit number one on the daily and top 100 charts of Melon, daily and real time charts of Genie and Bugs. I don't know what the hell that is. I just think of Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, and Genie.
And Genie from Aladdin. So okay, cool. That's what you can imagine with us. YouTube Music's top song charts, Vibes daily chart, real time charts of Flow and iChart, and also top iCharts weekly chart. So check every box because that's what they did. And it's impressive because they didn't do any promos. Nope. They haven't performed on a show yet.
They didn't do any promotions.
Only thing that they promoted was when they did, you know, the live band, which was really cool.
And I watched their TikToks too.
Well, I watched the live band because I...
Me too.
I did not know certain members sang certain parts, which was kind of blew my mind.
Yeah.
Like, it was really cool to see who sang what parts, because I thought it was, like, other members. Like, I didn't know Hani was singing, like, certain parts. I thought it was really cool. So, if you want to know who's singing the specific parts, it's kind of cool to watch it. Just watch the live band version of Ditto. And there's a lot of cool live band versions of, like, a lot of Gen 4 groups.
Yeah.
So, you should just check it out in general. It's really cool. It's, like, just a live band in the back, and it's just, you know, you focus on their vocals and the singing. So, it's really cool. It's really clear and cut. And that was pretty much it. And last but not least, before we get into BTS and Stray Kids, we do have Vernon, our boy,
yes,
from New York.
Our white, washed Korean.
From 17.
He dropped his solo.
His English single. Black Eye.
It's actually really good.
It sounds like a legit, like, 90s rock song from America.
Like
an American punk rock song.
Yeah, it's so good.
It, like, you know what? You know why? His voice. He has such a white boy, like, rock, like a rock band voice.
It's suited for it.
Which suits him so well.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense. Especially, we got a taste of it during 2-1.
Yeah, with Joshua.
So like that, it matches so well.
Honestly, those two songs are really good. Like, because honestly, yeah, his voice just matches that whole, like, genre, I guess, of sound.
He can probably pull off being, like, you know, the main guy of, like, a rock band, for
right,
reals.
Right, yeah.
Like an American rock band. So
he has a very distinct voice.
So, and it matches. Like, the way he sings. Like, yeah. Like, it kind of, like...
It's very, like...
White boy rock.
I don't know. It sounds like
dirty, grungy.
Grungy, yeah,
You, if you hear it and you, or if you're a fellow carrot, you know exactly what we're talking about. So yeah, it sounds really good. So super excited for him because it sounds really good.
Sorry, not it's 90s, like, 2000s.
Early 2000s.
Late 90s. Maybe.
Late 90s.
Yeah,
it's almost like newfound glory.
Yeah,
kind of thing. It was really cool. So check it out, Black Eye by Vernon. Okay, so we are here midway. We just want to always remind you guys, you can always check out all our cool stuff on Instagram and TikTok, especially TikTok.
Yeah.
We have plenty of videos, and I'm finally starting to edit more and post more. I just recently posted us getting baptized by Nyan again, but like my actual POV this time instead of
Haley's.
Yeah,
not my camera, yeah.
Where can you find this, Haley?
Permission to Stand Podcast on Instagram and TikTok.
And you can always... give us a follow, like, subscribe, hit that notification bell, give us a rating on wherever you're listening and tuning into us right now, because we are available on all platforms, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're tuning in. So, with that said, let us continue to the back half of this, which is usually BTS and Stray Kids. Who would you like to go with first? You're in charge of this.
We'll do BTS. I mean, I don't have a lot to say about them. We kind of mentioned them a lot already in the beginning.
That's true.
So let's talk about their kids.
Oh, yes, their children.
BTS's kids. BT21.
You ruined it.
Sorry.
I was kind of trying to make a skit and you just...
Oh, okay.
It's
rewind.
Ruined. No, it's fine. It's fine.
Okay, never mind.
We can go.
So... BT21 released their first music video. Oh my goodness. What did you think of it?
I didn't even know that was going to be a thing. Was this like out of thin air? Did they never like drop hints or like
they
something?
Probably did, but then I don't follow BT21 like as closely as BTS.
So yeah, that was really interesting hearing the voiceovers.
So I had heard their voices before because I have watched some of their like little clips on BT21, so I knew what they sounded like. But it was weird because they did like a whole music video
and they're like singing and rapping.
Yes,
like,
they are.
With their, I don't know why in my head, even though I know it wasn't gonna happen, I was just expecting, you know, like Jimmy to be Jimin's
voiced by
voice,
Jimin. Yeah,
and you know, no. Each member.
No, they have their own little tiny voices. They're like very tiny.
So whoever their voice actors are, it's literally them singing and rapping, and it's a. It was a pleasant surprise.
It's very interesting. Their first song is called "Would You."
Would you listen to them again, Haley?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're an ARMY, you're always going to just support
them.
But man,
this
is very interesting.
I guess they're just putting it out because, you know, there's no BTS putting out stuff.
Well,
so their kids are going
to
do it.
Well, then, Haley, because since their dads are going to be leaving to the military, they need to, you know, make money and
funds.
Bread win themselves
this
time.
That's true.
So they will be taking care of themselves by making money, by making this music video and promoting this new album.
Yeah.
So apparently...
So they're going to have an album.
Oh, there's more. There's going to be an album.
BT21 album.
Mixtape from Basecamp.
Yep.
That's it. I don't
know too much about it.
I don't know what else to say. I mean, there it is. That's it. Yeah. I think there's songs and stuff that came out. One of our friends listened to it. I haven't listened to it myself.
Nope.
But it's still in the back of my head, just like hearing like RJ sing, like and then some of the rapping. Was it Jimmy that was rapping?
I don't remember. But Jimmy sounds.
It was
cute.
Almost like a blur because I was like, this feels like a dream.
It was
describing.
Like, is this a joke?
Was I like? It feels like you're like probably. It feels like something like maybe like loose. You're on like.
Yeah.
Some drugs and you're like hallucinating all this.
Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, basically.
So, believe it or not, this has all happened.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cute and it's interesting.
It's cute. Yeah, I love BT21, obviously.
Any other BTS stuff or was it literally just BT21?
It was just BT21. I'm sure there's like a lot of things going on. I haven't been keeping up with them.
Oh, there's one thing I want to point out. They're really letting Jungkook's sleeve be shown.
Oh, yes.
I saw that clip.
Oh, I do have news, too. Keep going first.
Oh, I'm just going to say, they're showing his sleeve.
Yeah, so they did, like, a behind-the-scenes. It's on Bangtan TV. When Jungkook was in Qatar filming for The Dreamers. The Dreamers, his music video.
Our favorite Disney song.
Yeah, and I guess because it was so hot during that time when he was filming, he was just wearing, like, a tank top. And his sleeve, like, is completely done.
Like, his tattoo sleeve, man, it's, like, just shown.
Yeah.
No, thank God they didn't blur or censor it because it would look weird. It would look like some weird kind of like, hentai shit
it's
or something.
It's crazy, though, because,
but it looks
like,
good. Like, I'm glad that they're showing it.
It took
cool to see.
So long because I remember when Jungkook only had the tattoos on his hands and they
I
would
know,
always
so
blur
true.
That or, like, put makeup over it or let him wrap his hand. But then now they're just letting it all show.
And it's cool because it's like a full-on sleeve.
It
I remember
so
when
cool.
It was just like a little bit.
Yeah. He's
man,
like,
it grew. Like, it's
complete now, yeah.
It's like it took over his whole arm. Mm-hmm. It's really cool. It's a
I
nice
think he
sleeve.
Should just keep it like that and leave the other one not tattooed.
Clean, yeah. It
yeah.
should be clean. It should be, that'd be perfect because it looks really good on him. It fits him.
Also.
Oh, okay. Yes.
They're doing another Run BTS, like a special episode.
Oh.
They just did a preview of it and Jin is still in it. So they recorded this right before he left.
Interesting.
I was like, I don't think any ARMY was like expecting it. So it's a really nice surprise that they're going to be releasing another episode of Run BTS. Like, this is probably the last one as Seven until, like, you know, I don't even know if they're going to film anymore, like, since Jin is now in the military, but I'm excited. I think it comes out next week.
Okay.
Like, the first part, because they always do, you know, different parts, like, part one, part two, part three kind of thing, so that's something to look forward to. Oh,
definitely.
And then I saw in the preview they're using those cat ears, the ones that, like,
oh, shit.
Read
the ones
your
that,
emotions.
Yeah,
yeah.
I love those ones.
I love those, too.
I remember the Blackpink episode.
And then also Stray Kids use it, too. It's so cute, because, like, the ears, like, twitch and stuff depending on how you're feeling. kind of thing. I feel
like it's not always accurate, but that's why it's even more funny.
But yeah.
Because they're like, what the hell? I swear I'm not like...
Yeah.
Speaking. Oh, yeah, okay. So
that's what it's going to be.
So Yoongi will be an actual cat.
Yes.
Perfect.
I saw the one with Tae. He looks so cute. Yeah, perfect. So I'm looking forward to that. Their Run BTS episodes are always so funny.
Always.
Yeah. Especially because Jin... But yeah, that's pretty much it for what I can think of for BTS.
Literally, I just got a random random notification. Jiho just posted, because it's Sana's birthday.
On the 29th.
Yes.
Yeah, because it's the 29th.
It always follows your birthday.
Yeah, and then Sana. You know who's next? It's Tae's.
Tae's, right?
On the 30th.
Yeah, so it's like all back-to-back. Mm-hmm. No, you can see right now. Jiho's like literally with Sana, and they're like singing. I don't know if they're drunk.
Probably. but yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, this... It's cool because they're pretty good with bubble. I feel like some artists are not.
Stray Kids is good.
Maybe because JYP, right? Yeah. JYP bubble. So, but yeah, Twice, you get fed a lot if you follow the bubble.
And if you don't want to pay, just follow on Twitter.
Just follow the Twitter.
Always, yeah.
All those Twitter ones, yeah, you'll get updates. So are you going to do another BTS thing? Were you going to talk about something? I don't remember.
No, that's it.
So I guess Stray Kids time.
Stray Kids have been feeding me. Really well. All stays.
You're like super bloated from all this Stray Kids.
stuff. You can't catch a break. I feel like it was like how when I was like really following BTS closely. It's just like every single day, every single hour, there's something dropping. So Stray Kids is dropping their first full Japanese album. So we know that they've had like other Japanese mini albums released, like Scars, Circus. But then this one is going to be a full, complete album. It'll probably include those songs too, but then they're going to have like all new Japanese songs. So they released a teaser video. It looks really cool already. I'm excited, but it's not going to be released until February 2023.
It's going to come in no time.
Yeah, yeah. So that's something to look forward to. Also, for Christmas... Stray Kids released a vertical music video. It's just them dancing cutely
for Fairy Tale,
which
is super cool.
Yeah, which is one of my favorite Japanese songs for them because it sounds like an anime opening.
Oh my god!
He always says like,
"Yes, go ahead."
Yeah, it should be for the anime Fairy Tale,
which is not running anymore. But it would have been perfect.
Maybe you should just edit that over like Fairy Tale.
Content.
Yeah.
Content.
Honestly, yeah, that song is so good. If you haven't listened to it, Fairy Tale by Stray Kids is a Japanese.
And if you're a fellow weeb like us, you'd appreciate it because it really sounds like an anime opening.
Yeah,
like, it sounds really great.
There's also like a lot of random stuff that dropped, I think, today. Like, so I have here that Stray Kids has surpassed 8 billion global on-demand streams.
You know what that means, Haley?
They're getting too fucking popular. That's what it means.
That's why you have so much competition now for tickets.
I hate this. I keep talking to my other Stay friends and we're like, we're really happy for Stray Kids because they obviously deserve this because they work so hard. But I'm like, damn, like, are they really getting popular already now and it's only been their fourth year? It's
literally because of the BTS
hiatus. Yeah, it's BTS, yeah. Honestly.
It's Carrots and Stays.
Yeah.
It's the Wednesday and Enid.
It is. Honestly, like, because if BTS was still promoting at this time, I don't think Stray Kids would have gotten as popular as they have in the last year. But, so they're the fourth Korean act and the first and only in the fourth generation K-pop to reach like 8 billion global streams. That says a lot already.
Especially if they're the first fourth gen.
I know. It just makes me sad. But happy. I'm happy for you, Bang Chan. Good job. Another thing is that Stray Kids sets history on Spotify top K-pop global as the artist with the most charted songs in a single week. They had 35 songs charted in a single fucking week.
How the hell did they get 35 songs?
This is from their Stray Kids Replay album that just released, you know, all their solo songs.
Right.
A lot of them have already hit like a million streams. So it's just like, they're going crazy. I want to say like over 20.
Oh shit, there was actually a lot then.
Yeah, because they had new ones and then the old ones. I know, it's mixed with the old ones,
right,
yeah.
Right.
But then also like their other ones from Ordinary, Case 143, No Easy, like that's all still up there too because people are like getting into them and listening to all their songs.
Man, so that's 35 songs?
Yeah, in a single fucking week.
That's insane.
Okay, and then...
Oh, what else?
So, I don't know if you guys... Because, like, they have this every year. I don't really pay attention to it, but it's called...
You don't pay attention till Stray Kids is mentioning this, yes.
The 100 Most Handsome Faces of 2022. Guess who number two is?
Well, you don't want to go from the higher ones first?
The higher ones? Like, oh, the lower...
Oh, yes. Yeah, sorry. Lower ranked ones, which is like the opposite number, so higher numbers.
So, Bang Chan, he is number 21 of the most handsome faces in 2022. This is
top 100.
Just, yeah.
Oh, here. Yeah. What are you going to say?
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, this is a disclaimer too, because when Haley was explaining this to me, I literally thought it was just all K-pop.
No.
No, this is
everything.
Every person, every male.
Yeah, like, in the world. In the world. Yeah, because like, even that guy from Aquaman is in it too. I forgot what his
Jason
name.
Jason Momoa.
Yeah, and so then like, Chris Hemsworth.
Well, Chris Hemsworth is like top five.
Yeah.
To put it in perspective, number one is Henry Cavill.
Yeah.
AKA Geralt from The Witcher, or yes,
Superman.
But I like him more
as Geralt. Me too. I simp more for him with that long hair
From The Witcher. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Henry Cavill. So that's number one. That's to put it you in perspective.
Yeah.
So this is crazy because. Yeah, Bang Chan is in this list, and he's number 21.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not the only Stray Kid in this. No, he's not.
Number two.
Number two out of 100.
In the world.
In the world. Number two.
Oh, Hyunjin.
Haley was so happy.
I was so happy, but I was like, damn, fucking Hyunjin is going
to... The picture they use, he looks good too, by the way.
Yeah, it's the one from Circus. Mm-hmm.
How does Felix not make this list?
I don't know. So V was also on there too. He was number
K
seven.
Was number seven. Mm-hmm. Yes. So that's good news.
And the one that was surprising for me was Nikki from Enhypen. He was number nine.
No hate at all.
No Nikki, hate at all.
But that was just surprising.
Because it's surprising to me because Felix isn't on there. You know.
And like Nikki's on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think Jungkook was also on there
too. What
about
Jackson Wang?
I didn't watch all of them.
Oh,
so like he could be on there.
But you said Jungkook too?
Jungkook's on
that
there
makes sense.
Too. Yeah. Okay. So I mean, and then to put in perspective, so like in 2020, Hyunjin was like the new entry. Like he was just put on that list. He was number 36. Then 2021, he was number 12. And then number two is this year. So he's just like moving up that list.
Up. Well, that's a big climb.
Yeah.
That's a jump. That's like insane.
Mm-hmm. I think that's it. Is that it?
Yeah, oh, what happened?
One more thing. So
okay.
They had like, so Stray Kids put out a list at the beginning of the year. It says it's called the Step Out 2022 checklist. So like we, as Stays, we're going down the checklist, making sure that they do everything. They said they're going to have the second fan meeting, the Two Kids Room 2022, release two albums, which they did, Ordinary and then Maxident.
Yes.
They have their second world tour. They had a Skazoo pop-up store.
Check.
The TV reality show, Stray Kids Player, and then the record album, which they just released,
check.
The replay. And then the last one was Stray Kids Flicks. And they just released today all these promotional posters of each member. It's going to be a Stray Kids music drama coming in 2023. That's all they put out.
Stray Kids flicks, like Netflix.
Mm-hmm,
kind
exactly.
Of thing, right?
I don't know what to expect from it, but I'm just like, damn, they're just putting out so much content
like
all
I said,
the time.
Haley's belly is like protruding from all
the
Stray
Kids. Yeah, it's hard to keep up with them. Especially, I feel like as a JYP, like if you stan any JYP group, they just put out too much shit.
Because, I mean, yeah, they really work them. To be honest, they do. They like JYP is like notorious for really working their artists.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I guess it's like, you know, it's like a double-edged sword kind of thing.
Yeah.
You get the content at least. You're not just like left to dry.
Like
as fans.
For Blackpink, yeah.
Yeah, so. Yeah, there's that.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's it then. Thank you, Haley. So, yes, thank you, everyone, for joining us, as always, for your support and for listening and tuning in. We will be back again next Thursday. We'll talk about more K-pop stuff coming up. And You know what? I think next Thursday is actually going to be next year.
Oh, yes.
So, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Woo. We will hear and listen to you all. Actually, no, you will hear and listen to us next year. Mm-hmm. So, till then, everyone, please take care. Stay safe, especially because it's kind of crazy outside sometimes, especially during New Year's. Mm-hmm. So, please be safe so you can tune in to us next year. And till next year, take care. And peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.